is December 31st. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's going on, Johnny?
Not much.
All right, this is your host, Brian, as always, with the lovable Garth, I mean Johnny.
No, Mick Dundee.
Johnny Dundee, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, the Australian accent?
Go ahead.
I was like talking crikey.
Johnny wants to talk in an Australian
accent. I'm going to talk with an Australian accent the whole episode.
All right, I quit.
Actually, it's not that bad.
No, it's really not. Anyway.
That's probably my best accent.
Is it? Let's hear your British accent.
I don't have a British accent.
Let's hear your Southern accent.
Well, actually, it's talking like this.
Which isn't really much different from our normal accent.
It's not much from my different accent there, you know.
Throw a y'all in there.
Y'all. Y'all come back later and we'll be doing a regular podcast.
This is Johnny's audition reel.
Yeah, anyway. There you go.
Hey, guys. Hope everyone is doing well. So last week, Johnny, we talked about the things we were most excited about for 2015. TV shows, movies, comics. We shared some podcasts.
Our best
stuff.
Yeah,
our best stuff. I did leave one off. I left off Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of upset that I left that off because that was such
20
a
20 lashes
show.
After the show's over.
Great.
There you go. There was my British
That's
accent.
That's just what I need.
That was my British accent.
So this week we are, you know, in the spirit of New Year's and
damn it.
You know, New Year's Eve.
Sorry, I looked at your list and I went, "Damn it, I missed one."
You missed one. So we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to seeing, reading, watching, whatever, playing with in 2016.
Whoa, whoa. This is a family podcast.
All right. So we like to start with movies.
Yeah,
so
we'll start with movies.
Kicking it off. So I came at you with a giant list this week.
Just because
you were having
list envy, I think.
You know what it was, is I was just going through, like, I was going through the Fandango app of all the movies that were coming
well, yeah,
out this
sure,
year.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, 2016 is going to be as good,
well,
if not better,
you know,
than
the
2015.
List I sent you that was just like, you know, a list of, hey, here's what's coming out that sounds interesting that would fit into the
yeah.
realm of stuff we talk
right,
about,
right.
was what, page and a half?
And I didn't look at your list while I was
right,
making
yeah.
mine. Where, like, I'll admit I cheated a little bit last week, and like your list was like, oh
yeah, you
that's
steal
kind
stuff
of why
off
I forgot
my list
stuff.
Sometimes.
All right, so just we're gonna start kind of. Mine are kind of separated by month, kind of in order that they're coming out.
Oh, did you put them in?
Okay. Just because as I was going through the app. Yeah, I mean, you have release dates, directors. You went on Wikipedia and came strong once again with your list. So kicking it off, Kung Fu Panda 3. Kung Fu Panda.
We went and seen Star Wars again. This preview was on there this time.
We did. We took the kid out with us.
Right. It looks fun.
You know, I enjoy the movies a lot.
Right,
they're nonsensical.
Did you enjoy the cartoon, too, the Nickelodeon?
Yeah. We've watched it on Netflix or Amazon.
Right,
I forget.
It's on one of them.
But yeah, it's fun. And the guy who's Poe sounds just like Jack Black. I know Jack Black did like the first.
He did
the
like
first,
the
like,
movie
episode
thing.
Which is cool. And yeah, I mean,
I think he's an executive producer on it too.
Yeah, it's just a fun. It's a fun little world. And now that Poe gets to meet his dad,
other pandas,
yeah. it looks really funny and fun. All right, so then. Next on, I think, is this on both our lists? Did you have something else in between?
I didn't really do mine in any kind of order.
All right, so next
I just batched stuff together.
Deadpool?
Yeah, I've got that on there.
Which I, like, every time I, like, this is one where I'm not going to worry about spoiling myself. Like, with Star Wars, I'm not going on some media blackout.
Well, right. This one, I mean, it pretty much is what it is.
I
can't Deadpool,
be more excited for
the
this
The character
movie.
Is, you know, I mean, I don't care about Deadpool that much, but I want to see this movie just because I want to have a laugh.
I get accused of like Deadpool being my favorite character like all the time.
Really?
From people, and it's like, no,
I would not.
I like Deadpool, yeah. You know, I'll check out like cool Deadpool stories.
I know
then.
People that love Deadpool and I'm
and,
yeah,
and
I don't have any
Deadpool,
problem.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it because I get the humor and mm-hmm. I've read some of the books and I get the humor. He's just not a favorite character of mine, but I'm like, you know what? It's a movie that looks good.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is a favorite. Tailor made
for this role.
I've liked Ryan Reynolds since Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
With
I mean,
Nathan Fillion on that show, which was funny.
And I mean, you know, it's one of those ones where you couldn't have cast it better. I mean, it looks funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's going to be bloody
and
violent
like
and funny.
Character.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a...
Yeah, it's exactly like, you know, like I said, I've read a few Deadpool comic books.
Yeah.
It looks like what I've read.
Of, like, the Deadpool stuff I've read, I've most enjoyed. And I think why I get that moniker of, like, being a bigger Deadpool fan than I am is I really liked Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did my, you know, thanks to Jeff, I did my Deadpool Kills the Lego Universe.
Right, yeah. On Instagram, yeah, exactly. For a
while, which I just kind of, like, petered out because... It was going to dark places when it came to killing, you know, different Lego characters.
Yeah,
and I kind of wanted to stop that. Anyway, all right, so Deadpool comes out in February. Zootopia, which we saw the preview for as well.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't know if we'll see this one in the theater, but I know the Kidbot wants to see it, so, you know, we'll definitely check it out.
I might actually try and see this one in the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go to a lot of the Disney movies, but this one looks like it's more for everybody. Like, yeah. I had no interest in going to see Frozen in a theater, but I seen Wreck-It Ralph and I seen Big Hero 6.
Yes.
Because they're more swayed for me and for, you know, females and everything else. I mean, it's one of those things where you can tell what princess movie.
Right, right.
And it's like, you know, I'm...
So, like, we saw Big Hero 6.
And I did enjoy Frozen when I did see it.
See, so. I did not see Frozen in the theater. The wife, Tron, took a kid bot. And then when it came out, they bought it and they're like, you got to watch this. I'm like... like after we watched it, they're like, what did you think?
There's nail marks still in the floor from where they were dragging you in to watch it.
And I looked at the wife and I said, there are just some things you can't unhear.
Let it go.
I still have nightmares about that. Anyway, so I'm guessing this is the one that you missed, is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sword of Destiny.
Well, I know that it's being released on Netflix, right?
It is.
But is it being released in any theatrical? I think it's getting
a theatrical run, too.
Oh, really? So, like art house type?
Yeah, like a truncated run.
Slow, or not slow, but low run.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I love Crouching Tiger,
Hidden Dragon. Oh, yeah.
I've
seen it in a theater. It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw it in theater as well. It's a great just martial arts movie. It's beautiful. I have high hopes for this
one. So, Chow Yun Fat's not coming back.
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah. I don't know if that one's on the
list or not. I don't think it was on your list at all.
Yeah, I thought it was just a Netflix release. I didn't put it on the list. I know Chow Yun Fat's not coming back. Michelle Yeoh is.
Yep.
And I think... can't remember who one of the other main people was in that movie is coming back, and then there's new characters obviously being introduced.
So I really enjoyed the original or the first one. Next we both had Divergent Allegiant, which I think I spelled wrong there.
Yeah, I didn't have that on my list.
Not on my list.
Oh, okay. Of my list is very yours is like really long, mine's very slim.
But so, I mean, when it came to the Divergent movies, I've actually, like, I think they're better than they deserve to be or should be.
I haven't watched the second one yet. I haven't.
The second one's really good.
I haven't watched it. Well, I've got a pile of movies from Christmas to watch, so.
But yeah, so, I mean, I've enjoyed these movies. They're both on HBO for a long time, so I watched
them. Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, it's one of those ones where it's, I won't rush out to see this in a theater, but it's one of those ones where I'll pick it up.
I'll definitely watch it. I guess to clarify of this list. This is things I'm just excited to see.
Sure.
I'm not necessarily going to go see all of these in the movie theater.
Right, because
who has the time?
When you get screeners for something, so,
I do.
You know.
So.
The Divergent ones, it's like, you know, I bought the first one on a Black Friday deal.
Right.
And that's how I got the second one. That's probably how I'll get the third one. But they are good movies.
They are. They're fun.
You know.
You know, I never read the books, so I don't
know. Yeah, those are ones where I didn't read. It wasn't like the Hunger Games where I actually did read the books.
Yeah.
So.
All right, and then I have Huntsman Winter War.
Looks cool.
Which they replaced Kristen Stewart with, I think it's Jessica Chastain as the female lead.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if that is it the same character.
No, I don't think she's Snow White.
No.
So, but no, I mean, I actually liked.
They're just jumping on the Frozen thing with the Snow Queen.
I did like Snow White and the Huntsman.
Not a bad movie.
It wasn't great.
Good effects. But I mean. The effects
Charlize,
in that movie are really good.
Charlize Theron killed it, as she does in most things.
Yeah. And she's coming back.
Yeah, she is. She's back. Chris Hemsworth is back.
Emily Blunt's playing Snow Queen. And I like her.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right, so then...
Nick Frost is in it, too.
Yeah, he's one of the dwarves.
Yeah.
He was in the first
one. Was he in the first one?
Yep.
See, it's been so long since I've seen it.
So Captain America Civil War. We've talked about this movie already.
Captain America Civil War.
It's apparently like Avengers 2.5.
Well, yeah. So. Yeah.
But I mean,
the Avengers movie that Age of Ultron should have been.
Maybe. We'll see. I just watched someone did the Lego trailer for it.
Oh.
Which, and it was fun. You know, it's like, I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it looks good, and I think this one will set up the universe more for what's coming.
Yes.
Isn't this the first chapter in the new phase?
Phase three or four,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think this is phase three, and this is the first chapter of phase three. Yeah. So it'll set up.
Yeah, I think Ant-Man was the end of phase two.
Yeah, I read something.
Or the kickoff of phase three, right, however you want to call it. But yeah.
I read something where they said that things that tie to Black Panther will tie into Avengers Infinity War.
Cool.
Because of the whole eco-political.
Yeah. Well, and I was reading today that the Black Panther movie is going to take place almost exclusively in Wakanda.
Well, and it should. So. Yeah. We need to see those jungles that are not normal. And,
yeah.
You know, I want to I want to see some of the crazy stuff that Kirby and Stan Lee created for that universe.
That would be awesome. I have Snowden on my list, and you know that's just because it's the world I live in, and
right, yeah,
you know that kind of stuff. X-Men Apocalypse, we both had. We'll both see this in the theater. We'll probably go together and do a review show on this and Captain America. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'll say this from the first trailer: this is something I want to watch.
It's something I want
to watch in the theater.
Yeah.
The first one, I did not watch until it was on like Netflix or whatever.
I didn't regret not seeing it in the theater. Yeah, it was just the whole, I think the whole CG thing for me was like, I have a special place for those costumes.
Right.
Those Jim Henson designed costumes from the old Turtle movies.
I think it's the thing where it's like they put noses and lips on them and anthropomorphize them like too much.
Yeah.
And it was, like the term's called Uncanny Valley, where like if things look too on, like your brain can't reconcile it.
Right.
And it looked like too human of a face on a turtle for me to really like.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, like it couldn't have been like a straight turtle face. And,
right.
You know, animation's easier. But, I tell you what, like, I think we've talked about this in the past. Like the best part of that first movie were the brothers interacting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it looks like we're going to get a lot more of that.
Yeah. I mean, Megan Fox wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
Playing Casey Jones.
As Casey Jones, who's a personal favorite character of mine. Independence Day.
Resurgence.
It's one that definitely has to be seen in the theater.
Yeah. If you've seen the first one in the theater, you got to see this one in the theater. I mean, it's just one of those.
I mean, the first one came out the year I graduated high school.
Wow.
And I remember just how excited I was for that.
Yeah.
And, it was supposed to open on July 4th. They decided to open it on July 2nd.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend and myself and like two buddies and their girlfriends, we were all leaving for a 4th of July whitewater rafting trip as our high school graduation present. And I was like bummed that I wasn't going to get to see it until after that. And then they moved the release date.
So you got to see it.
So I got to see it before.
That's cool.
And I actually went and saw it on the 2nd and then again on the 3rd and then we left.
Wow.
So, love the first one.
Yeah.
Like, I understand there's a ton of problems with it, and there's a lot of nostalgia factor there that I was 18 years old.
Well, but it's just one of those, it's pretty much like any movie you watch that, is older. There's going to be the thing where you're going to go, look at that, because you get used to what's in the modern zeitgeist of effects the effects and everything, like everything gets better.
Right.
And it's one of those things where, if you watch The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original Day the Earth Stood Still, you could pick that thing apart. But I mean, it's still like one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
You know?
Funny thing, just kind of about that. We were going through the iTunes movies, like looking for something to watch. And Terminator 2 is $7.99.
Okay.
So.
So did you pick it up?
I haven't yet, but I did. We watched the trailer. And it's so cheesy. It's like, how did I go watch this movie?
Well, the thing that's fun with that one is, the arcade. There's not arcades anymore.
Well, and but in the trailer that they have on iTunes, it's Don LaFontaine, the In a World.
In a World,
but it doesn't do the In a World. It goes, same make, same model.
Okay.
And it's like, this is so cheesy.
And then that starts up.
Yeah, and so,
dead to the bone.
It's one of those things where... I love the movie and everything.
It's
but
a good movie.
It kind of tied into what you're talking to. All right. So I'm just going to rattle a couple off real quick. Purge 3, yes or no? Not in the theater. Definitely like later on.
Well, and I seen, I don't know if I have that one on the list, but people from the first and second one are going to be
in it. Frank Grillo's back. I know that.
And Edwin Hodge, who was in the first one,
nice.
Is back. Yeah, I've seen that on the list. And I'm like, okay, so there's people from, you know, both movies showing up in it. Bubba Gump's in it.
Yeah. Well, he was in the first one and the second one as well.
Was he in the first one?
Okay. Yeah, he was the stranger at the end who came into the house.
Oh, and then Elizabeth Mitchell?
Yeah.
So, you know, solid cast.
Yeah.
You know, what next one you got? Legend of Tarzan?
Yeah, Tarzan. I don't know if you had that one on your list.
I put that on here.
What is it? Peter Sarsgaard got jacked for that. I mean, Alexander. Yeah. Alexander Sarsgaard got jacked for that. I mean, he's a big dude anyway.
Well, Margaret Robbie is in it, and it doesn't look like, you know, she's looked in other movies.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, she's like the big it girl right now.
I just seen, well, the thing that like kind of like sold it to me that I actually might go see in a theater is Stephen Sommers is one of the co-writers on it, and he did The Mummy.
Yep.
And I love The Mummy, so.
They're apparently redoing The Mummy. Like rebooting it with like a girl or something.
Well,
girl,
you know, yeah, you know.
So, whatever. Star Trek Beyond, definitely one to see in the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, like, I think that trailer...
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
There's an issue, but...
Oh, yeah. What's the issue?
CBS and Paramount suing...
The lawsuit.
Yeah, the lawsuit. Peter Gallagher, so, right? I don't... It's not Peter Gallagher.
I think he's part of the creative team for
Is he?
Axer, or how do you say it?
Anaxar.
Anaxar, sorry.
Yeah. I think... Axanar. Axanar. Yeah, that's Axanar.
We'll get there.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know... They're a little bit of greed over, you know. Yeah.
Huh,
let the fans have fun with the stuff they enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, they're not making any money off of it. It's a crowdfunded or, you know, however they did it. I mean, whatever fundraising thing they did, paying for it. It's the same as Star Trek Continues. I don't know. I showed you that one.
I've watched some
Star
of
Trek
it.
Continues is
really
awesome.
Good,
I mean, what is it? Vic Mignoga? I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name.
I've only seen a couple of
he
things on
loves
YouTube
it.
That you showed me, but yeah.
He loves Star Trek. You know, it's one of those things. And he does a really good William Shatner playing Captain Kirk.
Right.
And it's well produced. Yeah. And I mean, and they keep, you know, they do their crowdfunding things every year. They make money,
right?
And they build more onto it.
Well, and it's
they're
like,
not making any money off of it, though.
Yeah, it's like the Batgirl spoiler series from the Bat and the Sun people.
Yeah,
On YouTube, you know, at the beginning it says we're not doing this to make money. We're doing this because we love this and we want to like tell these stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the same channel that does the superhero beatdown,
right? Yeah,
where they had who was it? That was Epic. Epic Rap Battle just had Boba Fett versus Deadpool, which was pretty funny. You know, two of the more overrated characters. all right. So
it's just one of those things where a lot of people are saying, you know, if it continues on that far into, you know, the month that comes out.
Was it July?
It is July. Yeah, July 22nd.
Yeah.
They're just saying, you know, maybe protest the movie. I can see, understand it because I'm like, you know, they're not trying to make any money off of this.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where if Paramount and CBS were smart, they would go to these people that make these and say, why don't you shoot shorts that we can play at the beginning of the movie before the movie, you know?
But then we can't watch our Coca-Cola commercials
or whatever is on,
whatever they're calling ABC Family now, previews.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that's shitty.
You know, it's the you know, the
let's
Disney
start off
season.
The 50th anniversary of Star Trek by suing the fans, you know, and, you know, turning them off is pretty much what it is.
Yeah, let's make this
let's not make this an awesome year for Star Trek. Let's make this a shitty year for Star Trek.
Yep. All right. Do you have Jack Reacher?
I do have Jack Reacher.
That first one, like, so I never read the Jack Reacher books.
I never have, no.
I know they exist. I've known about them.
It's kind of like the Longmire books, like I've told you. There's Longmire books. I've never read them.
The Jack Reacher book, or the Jack Reacher movie, the first Jack Reacher movie.
Oh, yeah.
Was great. And, you know, Jai Courtney was in it, and that was kind of before he became... Yeah, Rosamund Pike is great.
Oh, man, yeah.
She was awesome in Gone Girl.
Yeah.
But no, like, it was Jai Courtney before he became, like, movie kryptonite.
Oh, is that what you're calling him now?
Yeah. Well, God, he's been awful in some stuff.
Well, you know.
Like, he killed A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
It was a bad movie to start with, and he made it worse.
Honestly, I didn't think he was that bad in Terminator Genesis. People picked that apart, but I'm like, he was doing...
That was just a bad movie.
It wasn't a great movie, but he played the fish out of water really good.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know... Yeah,
this one I don't. I think
I haven't even seen a preview for it yet.
I don't think they've had a preview for it yet. But let's see if it's who's in it. Tom Cruise, Colby Smulders, and Aldous Hodge.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's obviously going to be a different story. Mm-hmm. Ed Zwick's directing it and co-writing it. So you know, Ed Zwick's not a bad writer at all, a director. It's really, I think it's one of those things where didn't see the first one in the theater, probably will go see this one in the theater.
I did see the first one in the theater.
Did you?
I went with my father-in-law. I like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I like his movies. I think he's a good, you know, he's a great action actor. You know, in the stuff he picks, and especially at this point in his career, he just wants to have fun.
It's really one of those things
where you look at it and it's like an extreme athlete and have someone pay for him to do these things.
Right. Yeah. Crazy stuff. It's just weird because like Oblivion was really like good. And I'm like, he really likes to do the sci-fi things a lot lately.
Wait, did you say Oblivion was really good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I love it.
I really
Oblivion.
Liked Oblivion. Oblivion's got like, you know, awesome cast.
Yep.
Awesome soundtrack.
Yep.
Awesome graphics.
Awesome execution.
Yeah.
Just in general.
The chase scene at the end, you know, when they fly past the Statue of Liberty, I'm like, Planet of the Apes nod there.
That was a great movie. Okay, so next up is Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Which we posted the cover, the EW cover.
And I just found it.
On the Facebook page. And you brought, I haven't even seen the interior yet. I'm going to look at it when we're done. He looks great.
Yeah.
He looks spot on.
I was kind of worried in that, you know, like, but they even got the gray hair, right? On, you know, looking good on the side. The little patches of gray.
Temples being gray.
Right.
No, I'm stoked for that.
Now, are you going to avoid anything about it, or
I don't know,
because I've already heard about the Eye of Agamotto. But it might be an Infinity Stone,
gem stone,
the Time Stone.
I thought I heard it was the Soul.
Oh, well, somebody said it was a Time Stone, which would make a little bit more sense.
I think if it is, if the Eye of Agamotto is an Infinity Gemstone, whatever they're calling it,
you know, it ties it together.
It does. That's right now it's the glue.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about the Marvel Cinematic Universe now.
Right.
I'm concerned about the Marvel Cinematic Universe post Thanos.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, what's going to be the... Because they don't have Galactus, they don't have King.
Well, and that's where I hope that by the time that whole story is over, that they've gotten Fantastic Four back into the fold. Mm-hmm. And if you do, contact me. I have an idea.
Secret War, Secret Invasion.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so no, Doctor Strange. So far everything looks good, looks great. It's, you know,
I mean, we haven't seen much.
When we meet him, he's going to be Doctor Strange already.
Well, yeah, we don't need an origin. Great. I mean, he was mentioned in Captain America, so it's not like you need a little bit of an origin. I'm trying to find who else is in this.
Oh,
Rachel McAdams, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Tilda Swinton, Mads Mikkelsen, who's playing the villain.
Yeah, he's Dormammu.
Yeah, and, I'm like, that's cool.
Tilda Swinton is the Ancient One.
Yeah,
which she has enough of that. Was Mordu or whatever? How do you say
Mordo?
Mordo, yeah,
yeah, Baron Mordo,
yeah. Mordu is the bear from Brave.
But yeah, Tilda Swinton is going to look cool.
Yeah. She's a great actress. Like, you know, like everything from like Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Like, which you don't even recognize.
Right, yeah.
To, you know, she was the best thing about Constantine with Keanu Reeves.
And she shows up. Yeah, it's like pretty awesome. Witch in the Wardrobe.
She was awesome in, you know, I was getting there. So
I'll run ahead of you.
Chronicles of Narnia. But I'm excited about that. Next one is Fantastic Beasts. And Where to Find Them. So a trip back into, which I like that they're calling this a wizarding world.
Right.
Like agnostic of Harry Potter.
Well, yeah.
Which is great.
Because this takes place, 50 years before Harry was born?
Yeah, this is the book that tries to eat him, right?
I don't remember.
That like eats his shoe?
No, that was like some kind of book on monsters.
Okay. I wasn't sure, but I'm excited for this. What's his name? The guy that played Stephen Hawking. Ed. I forget how to pronounce it.
Hold on. Eddie Redmayne?
Yes, Eddie Redmayne. I'm excited to see him.
Wow, I hadn't looked at this list yet. John Voight?
Really?
John Voight, Colin Farrell?
Okay.
I mean, Ron Perlman?
Nice.
Ron Perlman's going to be in the...
So, I there's just some questions that, like, will be interesting to answer as well, because Harry Potter takes so much place in England and the London area.
This takes place in America.
Is there no magic in America?
No, there is.
Because, the beasts are let loose, you know, well, in New York.
And I read the article a while back, Entertainment Weekly had a... And there's a way to American wizards refer to muggles, but it's not muggles.
Okay.
And I can't remember what it was, but I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of mean.
Okay.
So,
I mean, we're just
mean, obviously, nasty, well, once it gets closer anyway. To the release of this, we'll do a Harry Potter type thing. Hopefully, what
they
do is,
since they have Pottermore,
yeah,
is they'll do a lot of stuff leading up to the movie.
Have you heard about the stage play they're doing?
I've heard about it. J.K. Rowling
wrote, and it's about Harry's kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Doc Brown had to go back and get Harry because there's something wrong with his kids.
What's wrong with my kids? Are they assholes or something?
Exactly.
All right. And then the next one I have that you don't is Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I
didn't leave it out on purpose. I just didn't put it on
I'm a there. Fan of the video game series.
Fassbender's in it. I like really like
Michael Fassbender. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. And then the last movie. I think this is the last one. Did you have another one after this?
Let's see. Oh, I did have something else.
What was?
Mine, actually, it's way out.
You know
what?
We've missed, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That's not on. So let's go to that before we go to what our last one is.
Okay. You want me to name off the other
ones? Yeah, go ahead.
Why, I put X-Men Apocalypse and Gambit.
I have X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, I forgot about Gambit.
Yeah, Gambit is due out in October, but it still doesn't have a director as far as I know.
I didn't see Gambit on the Fandango list.
Really?
So
see, it was on the list that I referenced, and... What else? There was Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad.
I'm just not excited about them.
Yeah,
we'll probably go see them together.
Yeah,
and honestly, me seeing Suicide Squad will be specifically for you, the good listener out there.
I am more excited for Suicide Squad than I am Batman versus Superman.
It looks more
entertaining.
Yeah,
I think is what it is. It's more, you know, looks comic booky.
Okay,
I guess you would say, which it should.
Yeah,
you know, and then I had the Jungle Book, the live action Jungle Book.
Oh yeah,
which looks awesome. I watched the preview for it the other night. Okay. And I'm just like, Scarlett Johansson's playing the voice of Ka.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this already.
Yeah, Idris Elba is playing. Shere Khan.
Nice.
And I'm like, man, they cast this. Bill Murray's playing Baloo.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay, they cast this movie really good.
Do you think he'll have a great speech where he's like, we're ending the apocalypse?
No, I think he's just going to be out to kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks really good. And I'm enjoying these adaptions of the animated movies. You know, she got Cinderella for Christmas, but we haven't watched it yet.
It was really good.
Okay. Yeah. And I really liked Maleficent.
Yeah.
I thought Maleficent was really well told.
It was really well told and surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Like, it was one where I remember the wife and I saw that, and we were both like, no, this looks stupid.
Yeah. By the time you get to the end of Maleficent, you're like, I like the twist. I like the twist they did on that.
I'm going to root for Maleficent every time I read Sleeping Beauty from now on.
Well, the fun thing is watching the cartoons now, and you're like, you're like, well, maybe it's not true what happened.
Yeah. All right, so real quick, just the DC movies.
It's not that you have hate for them.
I'm just going into them with such low expectations.
Yeah, there's no expectations.
Hopefully I'm blown away.
Right.
I don't especially like Zack Snyder out on his own. I'm not convinced, just, you know, reading DC comics... I'm not convinced that they have the creative voice to pull off what they're trying to do.
The problem with the DC movies is they do not have a Kevin Feige.
Well, I mean, they have Geoff Johns. He's the overarching... And, you know, he's been involved with TV since Smallville.
TV is different than cinema.
And, you know, I mean, he was the driving factor behind Green Lantern.
Well, my whole thing is... Again, here's the problem. Kevin Feige did not write any comic books.
No.
Kevin Feige started his... cinematic career working on X-Men.
Well, they have David Goyer.
Who?
They have Christopher Nolan, you know.
Christopher Nolan's not involved in anything anymore. And I mean, you know, he washed his hands of what he, you know, what he had. And that Goyer slowly has gone down in quality of writing. I mean,
I think it's like the reverse hockey stick there. I mean, it was just, it was really high with like Blade that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then Blade 2 was okay. He had some involvement with it.
Guillermo del Toro.
But yeah.
Blade 3, which he directed,
man,
was his downfall. Like, oh, yeah. You know, and like it kind of spiked up again a little there at Batman Begins. But that was with Chris and John.
Well,
Nolan,
that's the thing. You had the Nolan brothers. And the Nolan brothers, you know, they knock it out of the park most of the time. Yeah. I mean, you know, if nobody's watched Person of Interest, watch Person of Interest. Jonathan Nolan.
Is he the...
he created it, like, he executive produced, and he's written a bunch of the stuff. And, man, that show is, like...
Is that all on Netflix?
If they were going to cast somebody as Batman, Jim Caviezel would have been an awesome Batman.
Jesus himself.
Yeah. Who else should play Batman?
I don't know. All right. So then, the very last movie we have... is Rogue One.
A damn Star Wars movie.
That's what they should call it. Rogue One, a damn Star Wars movie.
Will this one beat the last one?
I don't think so.
No, this one, I think this one will do really well, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people are going to be like, what is it? Because it takes place between...
I think telling a prequel story is dangerous.
It is, but it is a Star Wars movie.
I get it, but like so were the prequels, but... I tell you what, this has a great cast. Great cast.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm most excited about this is Forrest Whitaker's in this movie. And yeah. he doesn't take on a lot of bad projects.
Right.
You know, he's one of these actors who, if it's not good, he's not going to like be a part of it.
Mads Mikkelsen again.
Yeah, again. So.
Yeah, which hopefully he's playing an Imperial.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. He's just got that Imperial general
look. Yeah, exactly.
Look.
So. Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know,
Who's directing it?
Gareth Edwards.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
which I know the name, but I forget what he.
What was it? Brain fart. Anyway, we'll link out. I'm excited for this. Like the still shots I've seen, it looks like really dirty and gritty. And
well, yeah, it literally is taking place between A New Hope or not A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope.
Yeah, it's
actually you could say it's taking place between Rebels and A New Hope.
Well, and hopefully they're going to tie in some Rebels characters.
Well, that's what I was.
To this,
you keep wanting
I'm
that.
I'm
so
I love.
And
that
a lot
show
of
so
a lot of people are, and I think that it would be idea to. You know, do that. What I would like to see is Jimmy Smits come back as Bail Organa.
Yeah,
that would be kind of cool. And I think
let's
that would
visit
be a
Alderaan.
Yeah,
you know,
that would
like
kind of just
prime.
Be a nod to yeah, this happened. You know, you don't have to diss the prequels.
No.
If you don't like the prequels, that's fine. You don't have to always say, "Oh, they were so terrible." Phantom Menace is not a good movie.
No,
it was not a well written movie.
No.
Had good actors in it.
Yes.
But, you know, and people talk about them like, you know, they were bad. It was the writing.
They had good actors all the way through. Like, Natalie Portman is a fantastic actress.
Academy Award nominated actress.
If she has bad dialogue and bad direction, there's nothing she can do about it.
I mean, literally, if you watch, there was a, I think it was Attack of the Clones behind the scenes thing.
Yeah.
Where it was the whole thing in the droid factory.
Yeah.
And it's all blue screen. And she literally says at one point, "I feel so ridiculous."
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, so do we, you know, because we paid money to see it. And it was like, wow, you know, it's like, but they're still part of that universe.
They are.
Regrettably,
yeah.
In some fact or another.
I think finding a way to tie in what Disney's doing on television is smart.
Yeah.
I think that grittier.
If you could have one Rebels character in this movie show up, who would it be?
Hera? Yeah.
I think Satine would work.
I think Satine would work as well, but I just think Hera is such a important character because she ties back into the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah.
To get her into the cinematic universe, and it gives us another alien.
Right, well, yeah.
You know,
and definitely,
like,
that's,
everyone's
we
human.
Need more aliens.
Like, what was it? Chewbacca and Tim, however you say it, the... The X-Wing pilot, who was Lando's co-pilot on the Falcon.
Nine-Nope, sorry. Yeah. And Admiral Ackbar.
Yeah, and I mean, there's three, Chewbacca, and, you know, those two.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see more aliens in Star Wars. You know, because, like, the Empire, the First Order, they're the xenophobes.
Not only more aliens, but interactive.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like what was the pilot who you know was an action figure and all this stuff. Yeah, it's like 5 minutes of like lines, and
if
it's
they're
like,
gonna kill somebody, kill Greg Grunberg, because they didn't make an action figure of Snap Wexley, and you know that would be fun to watch Greg Grunberg get blown up. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Where is your love for him?
Anyway,
let's go to TV.
A lot of great movies, though.
Oh yeah,
Almost as good as this year for next year.
Yeah,
a few more tent poles, I think, in 2016.
There's just the whole thing where you're like, you know, I'm not burnt out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, it's just like gets crowded really fast.
Well, I mean,
I'm grateful that like, you know, Captain America is coming out at the beginning of May.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Deadpool's in February.
I mean, Batman versus Superman is March. There's nothing coming out around
Doctor Strange is in November. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know, it feels like it gets really crowded really fast sometimes.
I tell you what, 2017 is going to be interested because Guardians of the Galaxy 2 Episode 8 come out right around the same time.
So, we'll see. All right. We'll see if Disney changes their mind on that one.
Moving on to the television.
Yeah.
What new series are you looking forward to?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the return of the X-Files. I want to say it's a new...
It is. X-Files. It's new.
The Shannara Chronicles looks cool.
Yeah, you've been telling me about it. That's on MTV?
It's going to be on MTV. It premieres on January 5th.
And what is it about?
It is based on a Terry Brooks series.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what it's about. It's got a lot of
magic. I'm going to let you watch it and then tell me if I should check it out.
And it's it looks like the world ended.
Okay.
Because there is a lot of like visuals of our world.
Post-apocalyptic.
So it's like some kind of post-apocalyptic world, but it had to do more with a magic thing.
Huh.
So like there's dark elves and there's elves and there's other creatures that I've seen in the preview.
Yeah, like some sort of magic bomb. It's a brother and sister. Okay.
And I don't know if they're elves, but I was reading in the first, it's 10 episodes. First season is based on the second book in the series.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, and Terry Brooks has said he's happy with it. So, you know, as long as, you know, if your writer is watching it and he's happy with it, the major reason I want to watch it is because Manu Bennett is on it.
Nice.
And John Rhys Davies is in it, too.
Oh, wow.
Which I just found out last night. So I was like, very cool. You know, yeah, Manu Bennett is like kind of one of my new favorites.
Yeah.
You know, after Spartacus and Arrow. You know, he's pretty awesome.
He is. So, he's way more versatile than you think. Because in 30 Days a Night, even though that was not a great movie, he was awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, as the character.
And it's
that
filmed in New Zealand, so it's going to look cool.
But maybe have that Farscape vibe.
Yeah, I'll watch it and I'll have to let you know. Yeah.
I'm definitely excited for Legends of Tomorrow. I'm excited to see Rip Hunter on screen.
Yeah.
And the Time Masters. I love
They
time
said
travel,
the Time Masters are going to show up. So
that'll be great. I think this finally gets us like a good version of Booster Gold, not that Smallville abomination.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see Booster down the line.
Maybe not in the first season, but definitely this is the best way to get him in.
Yeah.
So Luke Cage.
Yeah, I put one on here that I didn't know like how this one threw you when you read it. Fuller House, the Full House.
The girls in my house are pumped for that. So I will end up watching it.
I'll end up watching it just out of curiosity. But I know that she probably will want to watch it.
I wasn't the biggest Full House fan.
No, I wasn't either. I mean, it's a fun show.
It is. It's a good family show. And it's something good for like, you know, if you have a 10 and under boy, girl, doesn't matter. It's just something good and wholesome that you can all sit down and watch
together. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And there's not enough of that, I feel, on TV.
I mean, the previews they've done have looked fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the kids grown up with kids. So it's going to be fun to see that.
It's the parallels, you know, DJ's husband has died.
Right.
Who's not Scott.
Right.
Which, you know, I obviously know way more about the show than I want
to. Yeah, you've looked up more than I have.
Well, actually. No, I mean, we've watched, she has the entire series on DVD.
Okay.
So, I think. Or maybe she has the first, like, two or three
seasons. I just remember, I remember watching it with TGIF.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days. And that, and you know, because there was a few shows on TGIF that I watched pretty regularly. So, that would fall in there sometimes.
Family Matters.
I did like Family Matters. Family Matters for Urkel. I liked Family Matters for the family part of it.
For Reginald Vell Johnson.
Reginald Vell Johnson and, you know, the family, like, because it actually was a good show. Mm-hmm. What was it? Step by Step. The one with Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy. I think that was probably one of my favorites on that. Cool. That's so a good show. That would be cool to see, you know, if this one works out, it would be cool if they tried to bring back some of the other ones.
That would be really
cool. You know, Netflix, obviously.
They should bring back Saved by the Bell, where Zach is the principal of the high school.
That would be cool.
How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
And Mr. Belding's like the superintendent of the school board. Yep. Or president of the school board, something like that. Okay. So Luke Cage is... I think Luke Cage comes out this year.
It's later in the year.
Daredevil will be the spring one, and then Luke Cage will be the fall one.
Daredevil didn't have a date that it was going to premiere either. The only one from Netflix that I seen besides Fuller House. Fuller House premieres February 26th.
Okay.
And we can talk about new ones, and then I'll talk about the returning one.
Yeah. Based on Mike Coulter's just knocking it out of the park and Jessica Jones.
And it sounds cool.
I'm just excited to watch him get to run with this character that...
Because they're filming right now, and he said that, you know, it's different than working on Jessica Jones because...
He's the focal point.
Not only is he the focal point, but the story is not like Jessica Jones.
And it shouldn't be.
So, you know.
I mean, I'm worried about a Jessica Jones season 2.
Have they said they're doing that?
They haven't.
Okay.
And you know,
see, I don't think they will. I think they'll just leave her in the Defenders
at number one at one season.
Yeah,
I think that's great because it told the story it needed to tell. Yeah. in a great way. Anyway,
unless she shows up at the end of Luke Cage pregnant, she can
pop in and out of Luke Cage.
I just think it would be cool if she showed up at the end pregnant, and that you know that would lead into the, you know, Luke Cage being on her show and, you know, not having to do a second season of that and then going into Defenders.
They can do Luke and Jessica, like, and just call it Luke and Jessica.
Yeah, that would be cool, too, you know.
So then another new one is Westworld on HBO.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
It looks awesome. You'll have to come over and watch it.
Yeah.
All right, so for new...
I have another new one, actually. That's going to be on Hulu. It starts streaming February 14th.
Oh, the John based Kennedy
off
thing,
of
right?
It's based off of a Stephen King book. It's 11/22/63, and it's the story of a high school teacher who can time travel, and he tries to stop Kennedy's assassination. Okay. It's James Franco.
Yeah,
Chris Cooper's in it, and Josh Duhamel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but those were the three major names that jumped out at me. It looks cool. People have told me if I want to read a good Stephen King book that I should read that book.
Really?
Okay. So, you know,
is that
people
his
who
new book?
I know a few. No, it's been out for a few years.
Okay.
I know a few people who are like newer, major but... King fans, and you know, they know that I have read King before, but they said, you like time travel, you like King, you'll like this story.
Yeah.
So it's one that I probably should check out before
I
watch
it. Yeah,
I
grab that on the Kindle and check that out before it comes out. Cause that's, in February, right?
February 15th.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think those are the only two. Oh, Lucifer.
Oh, yeah.
Premiering on Fox on the 25th of January.
The previews for that look good. And I've added it to my Hulu queue, like, already.
He quits and comes to Earth.
He stops the devil and
somebody
like, moves
gets
to LA
killed.
Or something.
Yeah, one of his friends gets killed. And, you know, Lucifer with friends is kind of a weird concept. Yeah. Anyways, but he starts working with the LA Police Department.
Okay.
To solve cases, I guess. I was just like,
all right, I might be tapping out already.
Yeah, the cast more is what's
the guy
pulling
who plays
me in.
Lucifer looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know him from anything, but the female lead is Lauren German, who was on Hawaii Five-0 for a season. And she's been in a bunch of other stuff.
And you love Hawaii Five-0?
I do. Leslie Ann Brandt from Spartacus.
Oh wow,
is going to be on there, and Kevin Alejandro from Arrow and True Blood.
Yeah.
Is going to be on there, and D.B. Woodside, who played the principal Wood on Buffy, is going to be on there. So
he was on 24 as well.
Yeah, that's right. I seen that. Yeah,
he was David Palmer's brother.
But I'm like, it's a solid cast, and it might just be one of those things where I DVR it, but I guarantee you, it's Fox. It'll be canceled. Let's put it on Friday.
Yeah.
And just cancel
let's
it now.
Say 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks coming back. Obviously, Game of Thrones is number one.
Yeah, I put that down. I haven't seen season 5, but, you know.
Yeah.
I will.
So Johnny typically watches Game of Thrones on DVD when he gets them.
Yeah, I buy the Blu-rays like immediately the week it comes out.
And this year, Johnny's going to watch it live with me every Sunday. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. In the negotiations.
Yeah. So Elva can come over too. Yeah. It's fine. So Game of Thrones, I'm really excited about that. I have a ton of stuff.
A super list, so let's just cut this down.
What I'll do is I'm going to put my entire list on the site.
Yeah.
Because they're not
And mine all, too. Mine's shorter than yeah.
They're
yours.
They're not all comic book related or right. like genre related, so.
You want me to just throw mine out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a small list. Agent Carter.
Excited for that.
January 19th. The same night, ABC is going to air a Captain America 75th anniversary special, which excited I assume is going to have a lot of interviews with yep. the cast and that. Most of the main
Hopefully
cast.
Hopefully Chris Evans.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the main cast is coming back for Agent Carter.
Yep.
So, and then Madame Mask is the villain.
Yep.
And it's Wynne Everett. She was on Newsroom.
Right.
Which I've watched, and but I don't remember
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I've been
so.
Rewatching it, actually, yeah. lately. I'm in a show hole.
House of Cards.
Yep,
House of Cards is coming back on March the 4th, which, you know, just a guilty pleasure. I like to watch a bad guy be a bad guy.
We had what? This was season 2 or 3?
This was 3. The last one was 3, I think. Yeah.
So watching him scramble as the president
yeah.
was just fantastic. And it was, watching kind of everything fall into place
yeah.
the way he needed it to at the end, when and the then thing having that, Claire do what she did.
Right. And the thing that made me enjoy this past season was he had manipulated stuff so much to get into that position, and then he trapped himself in a box.
Yep.
It literally was like he was trapped in a box for most of the season.
He had that education bill as the vice president.
Yeah.
That turned out to be just a stinker.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm really looking forward to this. I really enjoy that show greatly.
Like I said, the X-Files
yeah.
is coming back. It continues from the last movie. If you haven't seen the last movie, stop listening for a moment. Mulder and Scully were together. They were in a relationship.
Fight the Truth or Fight the Future?
No, Fight the Future was the first movie. This was I Want to Believe.
I didn't see that one.
So they were in a relationship okay. in this movie. And coming out of into this new stuff, they've split apart, and he is engaged to a TV show host.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Is she like a paranormal TV
host? I don't think so. I think it's the total opposite.
Okay.
Most of the cast is returning that survived.
Okay.
Annabeth Gish is actually going to be on one episode as Monica Reyes. So I was like,
cool,
they're acknowledging all that too. Robbie Amell.
Yeah.
Is a new character.
Okay. So now we know where
and
he's
actually
be
in every
from.
Episode. Okay. So, you know.
Now we know why he's not on Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's a short season. It's another
it's
one.
Six
or
episodes,
yeah.
Right.
I think it's 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact number that was on there. A guilty pleasure of mine, Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Is coming back next week.
Can Downton Abbey really be considered a guilty pleasure as popular as it is?
It's very popular, but it's like I think some people just watch it to say they watch it. And I actually bought it just to see what it was.
Okay.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I was reading Aaron Douglas, like, put something up on, I think it was on Twitter, and said that Downton Abbey is like watching Battlestar Galactica, but you're just, you want to watch everything that's going on below decks.
Okay.
And it literally is. There's more drama going on with the serving
yeah.
people than there is with the rich people that okay. have the Abbey in that.
All
right. Better Call Saul
yeah.
comes back February 15th. So that's another one where
and that hits Netflix season 1 in the next 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, definitely. If you haven't watched it, then check it out. It was fun. Like I said, it's not Breaking Bad by any means.
Sure.
And that, but it's fun to watch where this character came from.
In my opinion, Breaking Bad got off to a really slow start.
Yeah.
And it took time to build.
This kind of does too.
And the beauty of Breaking Bad is at the end of season 5. 5B or whatever, yeah. 6, whatever they want to call it, it tied things up from the first season.
Right.
Which most shows don't do. So right. thank you, Vince.
And this one is like, you know, tying everything yeah. that...
No, I'm excited to watch
well,
it.
Well, Odenkirk, I mean, you know, Odenkirk's just... Yeah, he's... And it's fun because it's like, you know, it's him progressively learning how to be Saul Goodman.
Okay.
Because he's not Saul
Goodman.
No. You know, Jimmy McGill is his name.
Okay.
So,
you went and looked
I
it
actually
up.
Looked nice. It up, yeah, because I was like, I couldn't remember it. It was bothering me. So, yeah, that's pretty much like my returning shows that, you know, obviously Flash and Arrow, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's like one of those things where
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah. It's the one, you know, the ones we're looking forward to that we've talked about.
Yeah. So, I mean.
But, you know.
All those, except for Better Call Saul and the, yeah, I think Better Call Saul is the only one, because I just haven't seen it yet.
Right, yeah.
I am Game of Thrones, Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Excited. Rami Malek was awesome. Christian Slater was awesome. One of my probably five favorite shows right now, The 100, which, thank you, David, from Screen Rant and Collider Videos for getting me hooked on that one.
Really?
Because, yeah. Okay. Because he's like, so the Tomorrow People was canceled for The 100.
Was it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
It's what kind of replaced it.
Yeah.
And when, in the second season. And so initially I was like, I really liked the Tomorrow People. Like,
right.
It wasn't great, but I just enjoyed it. So I was like, man, I don't want to watch this. I'm stupid for saying that. But, yeah, no, so I'm excited about that. Agent Carter, Agent Shield, Once Upon a Time. Again, something we watch as a family every Monday.
One I need to catch up on.
Yeah. There's this ridiculous show on ABC called Gallivant.
I've seen a little bit of it.
You've seen it
here. Like, and I'm just like, I shake my head at it every time I'm watching it.
So the kid bot probably shouldn't watch it. It's probably a little too grown up for her, but like she loves it. And it's singing.
I think
and it's
she likes it more for the musical part of it.
She loves the musical part.
Yeah, I don't think she gets the adult parts of it.
She gets more than
a little bit of
her
too. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Well, she has lived with you for her whole life. So
yeah. So Grimm comes back for the second part of, or since whatever. The Blacklist, which has been interesting this year. Not as good as the past couple seasons. Sleepy Hollow, which I unfortunately think is going to be the death rattle. The second half of
it
the
happens.
Season for that show. They killed off a major character at mid-season finale.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's
so
that.
No more Ichabod Crane.
So, yeah.
Isn't that usually what a Fox show does? Kills its main character off?
So, well, it did kill a main character off.
Yeah.
There's four or five main characters.
Right.
So, you know, House of Cards is on there. Orange is the New Black, which I don't know if you watched that one or not.
I watched part of the first season.
I actually
it didn't pull me in enough to watch it.
Yeah. So this past summer, I did the audiobook, Orange is the New Black, from the woman who wrote that. And the show is nothing like what she went through.
Right, yeah.
But it was interesting. So yeah, Daredevil, Star Wars Rebels, obviously.
Yeah.
Ultimate Spider-Man season 4, which is going to be Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six is the name of this season. So this past season was Web Warriors.
Right.
Sherlock Holmes and the Abominable Bride.
Right, which is just a single
movie,
episode.
Whatever,
and that's,
but
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
So,
if you're listening to this on Friday, it is on Friday night. So the game is on Friday night.
But yeah, the game is on. There's this really cool Netflix series called Bloodline.
I haven't watched that. That's the one with Kyle Chandler, right? Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
And Linda Cardellini.
Oh, is she on there too? Yeah. Okay.
So it's interesting. It's a Florida family that's like very dysfunctional, but yeah.
Is it kind of a like soap opera or?
No, it's a mystery. Like, it's a kind of a whodunit.
Oh, okay.
You like The Affair, right? That Showtime show with...
I've watched a little bit of that,
It's very much in the vein.
Okay.
It
just, the first preview kind of made it look like a new kind of Dallas.
It's very, it's kind of in the vein of Dallas, just better acting.
Okay.
You know, it's so popular.
I mean, it's Kyle Chandler. Yeah. You can't really go wrong. He's one of the better things about Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Yep. let's see. So I said Sleepy Hollow. The Blind Spot, which I've surprisingly been a huge fan of.
I just stopped watching it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Jamie Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
I like the dude from Strike Back or Banshee, which is the one he was
in. Yeah, it's Strike Back.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And then it's like a comedy, but it's on Fox. It's called The Last Man on Earth.
I've heard about it, but I have not watched it.
It's so freaking funny. And the guy that plays Mac on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the big black guy.
Oh yeah,
he's on it.
Okay.
Jason Sudeikis is on it. Like,
wow.
You know, it's
even
Will
though
Forte.
It's called The Last Man on Earth.
Well, it's really funny, kind of how it gets there, and they haven't said how like the human race got wiped out.
Henry Simmons, that's the guy, the actor's name that plays who you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's funny that there's a character with the name of the character, or an actor with the name of the character on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. So, but yeah.
You pretty much tore through that list.
Yeah, I left some stuff out.
Let's jump ahead.
All right. So, do miscellaneous and then end with comic books?
If you want to. That's fine.
Yeah. I like ending with comics just because it's kind of the foundation for everything. So my first miscellaneous thing is, and we've been talking about this kind of posting back and forth on Facebook to each other.
Yeah.
And talking about this is DC Entertainment animated movie Batman Bad Blood.
Yeah.
Batman disappears. He's dead. Who knows? Dick Grayson finally gets to step into the Batman role.
So he's going to play Batman.
He is Batman in this movie for, I think, from probably the first like 15 minutes on. I believe it's Jay Olivier directing it again.
Okay.
Because he's kind of been doing most of these. And honestly, the last three with Damian. This is like kind of the end of a trilogy.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's the end of a trilogy. Hopefully they keep
going. Son of the Batman.
They did Son of Batman, Batman versus Robin.
Yeah.
And now Batman Bad Blood.
Okay.
And it's been the maturation of Damian Wayne all through this.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited to see what they do.
A little bit like Batman was when it was Dick and Damian.
It'll be when Bruce was traveling like through time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. There's some great Marvel Lego sets coming out. Some great Star Wars.
You know, I've got it's literally like a bunch of new Lego sets coming out because there's some new Star Wars Force Awakens.
And before that, I just want to say there's one DC Lego set that I'm really looking forward to. It's like a $12.99 set. It's the Bat Signal with Batman.
Yeah.
It's from Batman v Superman. Batman in like the armor.
Oh, okay.
And then the new Superman figure.
Nice.
And he's got a whole new like hair piece that doesn't have the little S curl. That's actually really cool looking.
Cool.
It's like, it's worth $12.99.
$12.99,
just to get that hair piece.
You can't go wrong with $12.99 sets. Yeah, I literally like made a list. There's new Star Wars Force Awakens coming out at the beginning of the year. And then in the summer, there's the other X-Wing, not the black one. They're doing the gray blue one. The Ghostbuster Firehouse headquarters.
Yeah, I have that on there.
Yeah, that's like a $350 set or something.
So I might have to get that.
Yowza.
Because you made fun of me for how quickly I built the Force Awakens Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Just to see how quickly I can
build that thing.
Because that's like, what, 3,000 pieces?
Something like that, so. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool if you get the catalog that had the fold-out.
Yeah, I have. I have all that.
Yeah.
So.
Marvel sets will include Civil War.
Yeah.
Some of them are already showing up on the shelves. And obviously, you know, this is going to be on January 1st. Lego has a habit of releasing a lot of sets on January 1st. So.
Yeah, I wish they would get into a habit of releasing a lot of sets on December 1st.
So you would have the Christmas.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman sets, like you said.
Right.
New Disney Princess sets, including Arendelle Castle Celebration. Yep. So it's tying into Frozen Fever, I guess.
There's two Frozen sets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's the whole Princess Palace pets.
Yeah. I put that on here. Disney Whisker Haven. So it's all the pets from the... Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. It's an app. They have a bunch of little toys about it.
All right, yeah.
When the Kidbot saw it, she made this just horrible, like, high-pitched, like, squeal of joy.
Like little girl squeal.
And it's like, who are you?
Yeah.
She's never made that sound before.
Because it's animals and she likes animals.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but she's never... There's nothing that's ever made her make that sound. So now I have to
get
them all for
cool
her.
Cool little sets coming out called Mighty Micros. DC and Marvel so far. I mean, I'm sure they'll do two minifigures and a little vehicle build.
And the best thing about
it's worth it to get the two little minifigures.
Well, and the minifigures, like there's a Spider-Man one.
Yeah.
And like his one eye is kind of winking. Yep. And like, I think in The Flash, I think his tongue is sticking out.
The Robin looks a little different.
Yeah. So it's, those
they're
are
doing, totally yeah, they're thing. Tweaking the characters a little bit. So you're not getting, oh, it's the same character. Yeah. Because if it was the same character, Lego would not make sales.
No.
And that's what they're looking for.
The Nexo Knights of Nexo. Or
yeah. I've seen those. I stopped at Barnes
and
Noble.
Some of those already
and,
out.
And they look pretty cool.
Those are pretty cool.
The next minifigure series of blind bags will be out sometime in February or March is what they're not really certain yet. But it looks cool, you know. It's a normal set and not like monsters or
no. But there's
Simpsons
a cool
anything.
Samurai in there.
I forget what
really
animal
cool
one. There's a new animal one, so that'll be a popular one. But. But. Yeah, so that's like the Lego, you know, you had a couple things I just went through and tore up it.
So you know, Johnny and I are obsessed with Lego.
You more than I now.
Lately, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like model building. Like, I love building models as a kid. Yeah. And like, that's kind of how I treat it.
And I think for you, you and her.
Yeah, me and my daughter. Yeah,
you and
the kid bot.
The kid bot. Get to do them together.
Yeah.
With me, it's like, and I mean, you fly through them. Obviously, when you're building them, you fly through them. With me, I can walk away.
Yeah.
And then come back in a few hours and finish it. Or another day.
When I go to build it, I literally we set a... I've been playing with that damn thing the entire episode.
And now you paid for
it. Yeah, I know. What we do is we set aside time to build and it's kind of our thing. And so while I was building the Falcon, she was building two of her Lego Elf sets.
Oh, okay. Got for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's just a good time. And, it's creative and we look at it.
Well, yeah, sure. The problem with it is the problem that I've run into is you run out of space. So it's literally
as you can see.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where the last month, before we put up the Christmas decorations, was taking apart sets.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those things where I don't want to take these apart. It's oh my God, I built these and now I'm taking them apart. It's it kind of is just one of those things where you're
I bought a new box of storage bags.
Yeah.
Ziploc storage bags,
right?
Because I'm going to take apart most of the Marvel stuff, most of the Ultra Agent stuff,
sure.
And I think most of the DC stuff, just to make room for more Star Wars.
Yeah. Because there's two sets coming in January.
Yeah,
and one of them's the battle at Mos.
Yeah, Mos Kanata's little thing.
And so you're gonna get the awesome stormtrooper that can fight with his guard thing against the lightsaber,
and I'll get Kylo Ren.
Yeah, without a mask.
So, well, he has the mask too.
Right,
so,
he comes with a real head this time instead of.
I have to build his little altar that he put the helmet on.
Yeah,
in the interrogation room.
Oh, you're gonna get some ash and
just get some dirt from outside, or my gravel driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. So, that's the miscellaneous stuff.
The miscellaneous.
No, that's not. There is more. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, there's Pops. You and I forgot to put this one down on my list, but there's Battlestar Galactica. Modern Battlestar Galactica Pops.
There's only three right now.
Only three right now.
Number six.
Right.
It's Starbuck with a cigar.
Right.
And it's a new Cylon.
Yeah. Which this new Cylon.
They all three look great.
Right. But the last set, the first one I picked up was a Cylon. And it's Cylons are definitely. There's also G.I. Joe Pops coming.
Yep.
Cobra Commander, both with the metal mask and the hood. Mask.
I might have to get both of those.
Well, why wouldn't you? Snake Eyes, Roadblock, and Storm Shadow.
Okay.
So that's a good mix of
introduction.
Yeah. And then Funko is, they have the Mystery Mini line, which is one that I'm kind of addicted to. Batman Arkham Knight and Disney Princesses.
Cool.
Which the Disney Princesses are cool, but they're doing a princess and an animal. From that movie.
Okay.
The princes are easy to get. The animals are going to be the hard thing to get.
So are you going to buy a box?
I don't know. If I buy a box, I'm going to end up with every damn princess and two animals. I want the animals. I don't want the princesses.
Yeah.
What else? Marvel Select is doing Captain America, Iron Man, and Winter Soldier for the Civil War movie.
Cool.
Which they haven't shown pictures of him yet. That's all blacked out.
Okay. So,
Marvel Legends is doing a tie-in for Captain America with a build-a-figure of Red Skull Onslaught from
Axis,
yeah. And then their Marvel Legends is going to do a Spider-Man set with an Absorbing Man build-a-figure. Some of the figures in the Spidey set caught my eye: Venom, Spider-Man or Spider-Gwen, Morbius, and a new Ben Reilly Spidey with the giant black spider on his chest. So that looks cool.
And the Captain America Riley from Spider-Verse.
Yeah, yeah. So. And then Captain America, there's obviously going to be a Captain America, but they're putting an extra head in there so you can make Cap Wolf.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks cool. Sharon Carter, which I don't think they've done a Sharon Carter figure yet. Mockingbird, a Taskmaster, And there's also rumors that they're doing a Doctor Strange series.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be later in the year,
I've
obviously.
I've seen that Taskmaster figure.
Yeah.
And he looks amazing.
Yeah, it's based off of Udon's art.
Yep.
And it looks really good.
And the Mockingbird one looks good.
Yeah.
She looks good.
She looks like the current Mockingbird in Spidey.
Yep.
And Amazing Spider-Man. Star Wars, Hasbro is still going to be pumping out the Black Series continuously for the rest of the year. You're going to see more Force Awakens, and then near the end of the year, you're going to see some Rogue One.
Yep.
Obviously, they'll have the 3 3/4 inch figures as well, but like the Black Series is kind of near and dear to me.
Yeah, I'm both.
And at the Disney store, because it's a Disney store exclusive, they're doing Star Wars Elite figures, which are diecast. And they've just put out Poe, and they've re-released like ones that were sold out before Christmas. So like there's Rey, Finn, Poe, Kylo Ren, First Order Stormtrooper, First Order Flametrooper, and Captain Phasma.
Cool.
And they retail at around $25.
And those are really cool, and they're heavy.
Yeah. I mean, it's one where if you want to open them, you have to open them. Buy one to open and buy one to display.
You
because
you have to buy one to open and one to display. But
it
really
looks
should,
nice. Yeah. I mean, but it's really like set up to be displayed
in the box.
I mean, you don't have to open the box.
Really
yeah,
cool,
so. They're heavy as hell too, man.
But cool.
That's
else?
Pretty much everything I put down that was like kind of a miscellaneous, but ties into
yeah.
everything that we talk about.
I mean, we both like toys. You know, I'm interested to see what kind of Ninja Turtle toys come out this time around.
Well, they're still doing Dimension X, so I mean, you know, yeah. whatever happens with Dimension X, I mean, you're gonna see.
Well, that's in
characters.
The cartoon. I'm talking
right.
like for the movie.
Oh,
this
for the
time
movie.
Around. Like, I hope they come out with better stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they will or not. Yeah. I think it'll be just the same molds.
I think the toys obviously sold well enough for them to.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, you know,
warrant the second movie.
The thing
but...
with Playmates is that they keep their figures at a price point
yeah.
that is a nice price point. That's usually under $9. Yeah. Where a lot of figures now are, you know, $12 to $15. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those things where, depending on... I'm curious to see what the Bebop and Rocksteady figures look like.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll use the same molds that they used for the Turtles from the last one. You know, why, you know...
Yeah.
Why
oh,
not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they might change up some, like, accessories.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
like that,
you know, but... yeah, depending on what changes on them. But they would pretty much look the
they
same.
Look relatively
yeah.
similar.
Yeah. I think you're going to see more vehicles.
Yeah.
Because there weren't a lot of vehicles in the first one. So
well,
like,
I mean, they have that van at the end.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So. And I mean, it sucks that Lego don't have the rights to the Turtles anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay.
Yeah. You know, I like just as far as like toys and buying stuff, the Black Series, for the money... are
yeah.
the best buying toys
yeah.
right now in figures for the collector right,
right
now.
Right.
Yeah. Or, you know,
I
you
mean,
can,
you can leave them in the
yeah.
boxes and display them, or you can take them out and display
I
them because you've got a couple of them hanging up.
I have three displayed.
Who's
right
hanging
now.
Up behind me?
Chewie okay. and the Sand Trooper.
Yeah.
And then the First Order Trooper is in the
yeah.
In the number one position.
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we are a show that likes to talk about comic books. Did you know that?
Yeah. So, I know that. Do the listeners know that?
So, you know, we talk about all this other stuff because without comic books, that there wouldn't be this kind of, you know, push for storytelling.
Without comic books, you wouldn't know me.
True.
Because that's
true.
Pretty much how you got to talking to
God's
me.
God's damn comic book. No kidding.
So, do you want me to start out on this one?
You know, my list is short.
You have you have a short list, which looks like you borrowed from my list.
But... No, actually, I wrote all my stuff down, and
yeah.
then I looked at yours, so...
Damn it, always copying.
Invincible.
Invincible, obviously, returning in April. Cliffhanger ending.
Really big cliffhanger. Like,
oh, this literally was one of those endings where I read this book, and I texted you and was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because I know that some people...
It's still too new. Like for comics, I think waiting a month to talk
yeah.
about it is fine.
Yeah.
But the ending of this and kind of where they've gone with this particular story arc, this book can go in a couple different directions.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm excited for. I don't feel like this book's ever really gotten stale.
No.
Following the coming out of this or getting into this arc, they could very well have just been like, okay, we're going to reboot and we're going to start
right.
over. which I think Kirkman would
could have done it and probably would have made it awesome.
But I'm glad they're not,
right?
Because now he's made a decision,
yeah,
that he has to live with.
Yeah, which we talked about on the last episode.
He's not a smart person.
Yeah, you say that a lot, and I see it. That, you know, he learns.
He does, but he's very slow.
But yeah, he's not a quick learner.
But he's not dumb. He's not like, it's not like he's a yokel or anything like that. But he definitely, it takes a couple mistakes.
I think it's for him not to get there. Dumb.
Yeah.
I think it's sheltered because it seemed like,
yeah, he was very sheltered.
If you've read this book from the beginning, it seemed like he was kind of a sheltered character, a sheltered person.
Yeah.
You know, due to his mom and dad, and his dad especially being who he was and not being around a lot.
Yeah.
Because his dad obviously was a superhero in this universe, but he didn't know it as, you know. And he was a book writer.
Yep.
And it's just one of those things.
Travel book writer.
Yeah.
Which, think about it. That's the perfect cover for a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, forget just being a reporter. I'm a travel book writer.
Why aren't you doing that?
Anyway. All right. So my next one is they're doing a one shot of C-3PO.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote that down.
And it's written by James Robinson. And Tony Harris is doing the artwork in it.
Due out in February.
I'm excited for this.
Like, it's going to explain the red arm, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a Journey to the Force Awakens line.
Yeah.
You know, I want Marvel to start doing more in current universe comics.
Force Awakens universe?
Like, they could do it. Like, so I think if the Chewbacca miniseries proved anything, is they could do a BB-8 series.
Okay.
I really think they could.
Because Chewbacca is not a person that talks.
Exactly.
Like a human.
Exactly.
He's a Wookiee. So.
This just, like, it just gets me excited to see Marvel do more in this new universe.
And I bundled, like, my entire, looking for Star Wars books. This week, actually, comes out this week, is Obi-Wan and Anakin, which takes place before
the Clone Wars.
Yeah, before Attack of the Clones. You know, it's still, Obi-Wan's like a Padawan, and he's probably a year older. It's like probably a year after Phantom Menace or two years. No,
Anakin's older.
Well, he's not a teenager.
No, but he's like, I mean, he's got the braid.
Right.
The
he had the braid at the end of the movie, so, you know.
Air quotes.
Did you erase Phantom Menace from your memory?
Phantom Maximus?
Well, obviously, Obi-Wan doesn't have a beard.
Yes.
So it's like, you know.
So you can't be a Jedi Master.
Soon enough after Phantom Menace that, you know, he hasn't grown his beard yet.
Did you see the new thing going around about Rey's parentage
she's a
Kenobi?
I'm like, how?
They killed his lady love off in Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, exactly.
You know, he swore celibacy after Lady Satine. anyway, so no, there's a ton of great Star Wars books.
Yeah.
Darth Vader continues.
Yeah.
Star Wars
continues. I hope that they do the same thing they did this year with Vader Down, where the end of the year builds into a crossover between the two books.
Yeah. Yeah.
But focus on a different character.
I think that would be a great thing.
And I do agree with you that I would like to see a Force Awakens universe book, even if it's a miniseries.
Yeah, I would like to see just a series of miniseries. I don't necessarily want to see an ongoing book.
But you know who I hope it is?
Poe Dameron.
No. I hope it's Greg Grunberg's character.
Snap Wexley. Snap Wexley, Man About the Galaxy.
In all honesty, if they were to do a book that takes place in Force Awakens universe,
they could do a New Republic.
I would like to see Admiral Akbar or Nine-Nope. Somebody who's a known character that you can, you know, pull people in that way, but show what's been going on with them.
I think doing like an Akbar book would make a lot of sense because you could see why he went with the Resistance instead of staying with the New Republic. They could do a Mon Mothma book to see where she ended up, you know, that kind of thing. Well, anyway.
Well, that's if she was still
right, but just to see like how, because she was
right,
she set up
a major focal
set
point
up the New Republic. So
yeah,
But no, the Star Wars book, the Vader book, C-3PO, like I want to see that. Black Panther,
yeah,
like we're getting a Black Panther book in March. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, you talked about it on the show before.
You know, it's Ta-Nehisi Coates from The Atlantic.
Right.
He's going to be the writer. So they have this very prolific black author who's going to write a Wakanda-based, you know, Black Panther book. It's going to, you know, it's going to help reintroduce the character just in time for Civil War. You know,
hopefully it acknowledges a lot of the history of the character, too. I mean, you know, you don't want to introduce, I mean, it's gonna reintroduce the character.
It's going to be very much that socio-political, you know, commentary, which, you know, I think Marvel is lacking right now.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of superhero stuff going on. And, like, Marvel's always, because they're and it's going to be funny to say this about Black Panther, but because they're typically rooted in, like, real cities.
Yeah.
Like, they can, they have the flexibility to do that. But then to, you know, a book like Black Panther.
Right.
Does that well.
Black Panther was more the fantasy sci-fi type book without being based in a world of reality.
Right.
I mean, obviously Fantastic Four was their sci-fi book.
Yeah.
You know, in the 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and
on and on.
It was based in New York.
Yeah.
So it was the real world, but it was, you know, them fighting Mole Men and them fighting Annihilus and stuff like that.
Galactus.
Whereas Wakanda was a, you know, based off of an African nation, obviously.
But it's a very self-contained nation.
But it's a fictional
nation.
African nation. A, right.
You know, it's...
Right next door is Gorilla City. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you throw a rock that way, you hit Gorilla City. And if you throw a rock that way, you hit Tarzan in the head as he's swinging through trees.
Yeah. Black Panther and Grodd meet regularly at the local Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, and then Free Comic Book Day is something we always look forward
to. Yeah, I put that down.
You know,
May 7th.
We've helped out the last couple Free Comic Book Days.
Yeah.
I almost don't want to do that this year because I kind of want
to
go to other stores. In the past, how we've kind of hit other stores.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something to talk about.
I don't know, but.
I wrote down a few of the things.
What we should do is see if he'll let us, like, record
live
while we're there.
That would be
And we can, like, live
crazy.
Stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or on Twitch or something like that.
Couple of the books coming out. DC's book is top secret at the moment.
Okay.
Like they haven't, it literally says top secret on the cover.
Flashpoint redo. Getting rid of the new 52.
I was going to say, follow the new 52. Marvel is doing an Avengers book and a Captain America book.
Cool.
Obviously to tie into the
movie.
Well,
Steve Rogers is obviously going to have to get his powers back.
Yeah.
At some point
then,
between now and June. Or
the other one
May.
I put on here because Valiant is a book that, you know.
Yeah, we both like Valiant.
You
a little more.
They're introducing, and you know, it's been inevitable since there's a Rye book,
right?
That they're doing 4001 AD, which is where Rye is from,
right.
And but it'll be introducing or reintroducing characters from the past,
cool,
like Eternal Warrior. Nice. And you know, I'm sure they'll introduce some other ones. I don't think they still don't have the rights to Magnus,
okay?
But I wish they would get it because Magnus is in that timeline too.
Yeah.
Back to the Future has been picked up as a regular series.
Okay.
Now. So IDW is going to be publishing a regular Back to the Future series. The numbering is going to continue the same.
Is it going to continue to be like multiple stories within the
issue? I think the way that it reads, like in the previews, it kind of reads that that's what's going to happen. There's going to be like a big story and then a little story.
Okay.
You know,
that's been a book that I've liked.
I'm behind by an issue, I think.
But I stopped getting it.
Oh,
I only got the first two. So.
It's understandable.
I liked it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't really need to get this book.
Yeah.
So I think it's one I'll just do in trades.
And, you know, I think it'll be one, like, especially with the first part being a miniseries, mm-hmm. that getting the trade would make more sense.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one storyline that's going on in there is going to continue into the regular series.
Cool.
IDW, you know, obviously they're publishing Back to the Future. In March, they're going to do a thing called Deviations.
Yeah.
I think we posted about it on, mm-hmm. the Facebook page. It's going to be one-shot issues of Transformers, X-Files, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, and G.I. Joe, where it's going to go, what if this happened?
Oh, cool.
So, like, the Transformers one's the one that I remember. It's going to be, what if Prime didn't die during the Transformers the movie story?
Okay.
And he's going to confront Unicron. So Optimus Prime, instead of Rodimus Prime, will be confronting Unicron, and they're going to show the repercussions of what happens.
They should do a what if Unicron got a hold of the Matrix.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Well, so. I mean, if this is successful, you obviously will see stuff down
the
line.
I'll say this. The last couple, like the Contagion or whatever it was called, was really cool. The first one.
Yeah.
But then they went back to the well with the second one.
Right.
Which was not as cool. And like, I don't even know if they finished it or not.
I don't know.
Like, I didn't finish reading it.
I didn't read the first Contagion.
I don't think it was called Contagion. It might have been called
Contagion. I forget what it was.
But whatever that first, like, because they had like the Ninja
Turtles.
Where it
was the crossover, but it was zombies.
And the zombies,
you know, they
like
were riding
going
the zombie horse. Right,
the different dimensions. I'll say this. I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love.
Well, you know, I'm a fan of the What If and Elseworlds type stuff. So I,
I love what they've done in the Transformer books in like the last 4 or 5 years. The Ninja Turtle book right now, I think.
And that's going to be a cool story because it's going to be Shredder teaching the turtles instead of Splinter.
Oh, very cool.
The X-Files one, I think.
Mulder doesn't believe in aliens.
No, Mulder is the one who got kidnapped, and his sister is the one looking for him. Yeah, I think they flip it. Ghostbusters, they don't cross the streams. So at the end of the movie, they don't cross the streams. So it shows what happens when that doesn't happen.
I guess Gozer rules the world.
Yeah,
yeah, Gozer. Sorry.
And then the Joe one is what if Cobra won?
Okay.
So, and it's one of those things where the coolest thing I read about that was that Cobra Commander's bored. So he pretty much, like, the way the story sounds is he puts together a G.I. Joe team of the original Joes to fight him.
To fight him.
Nice. Yeah, it's like, so that's going to be fun to see how they do that.
Did you read that arc where it was Cobra Commander died?
No.
And they were...
Was that one of the more recent
arcs? It was probably in the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
So Cobra Commander dies, so the rest of Cobra does a competition to see who can kill the most G.I. Joes to become the new Cobra Commander. And it's like... Destro was one of them.
Zartan
was one of them. Zartan was one of them. They're Serpentor.
Serpentor, yeah. You
know,
I was going to say.
Who's an actor, you know, in that universe. It was like so much fun because they were like luring Joes into traps and like blowing them up. Like actually killing, like, you know, killing soldiers. And it wasn't really any Joes who you'd heard of or anything like that. But yeah, that was a really cool story. The G.I. Joe books are really, really well done.
So, and you know, jumping on TV shows that we've watched in the past, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number one.
Go Power Rangers.
In March.
So, yeah, I'm excited for this.
And it's the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Which is great. So, I'm excited to see Kimberly back in the pink.
Trini and, you know, the whole gang. Mm-hmm. So, Billy. That'll be an interesting one to pick up. The Alex Ross covers look cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I might actually check the first issue. I don't know if it'll be one that I... pick up the rest of the series.
My excitement in Power
you
Rangers.
You probably will. But...
I'll definitely get the I'll probably get the first 6 issues just to see because that'll be the first story.
Right.
My excitement in Power Rangers was reinvigorated with that Katie Sackhoff, James Vanderbilt thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was
another fan film.
Yeah, and I mean it turned out to be great. Like I think on my SoundCloud account I got the their Power Rangers theme.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've thought about making that like my ringtone.
Nice.
So, because it's this real like dirty guitar version of it, and you know,
play it at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I have to track it down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I downloaded it or not.
Final one that I have on my list, and I just caught this like recently looking through previews. Marvel has a division called Disney Kingdoms.
Yeah.
Where they publish books. They've done Figment from Epcot. They've done Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. They're doing Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
And it looks very cool.
Cool.
So it's one of those ones where, you know, keep an eye out for it. If you're a fan of Disney or you're a fan of, you know, Ghost or whatever, Haunted Mansion might be worth checking out.
If you're just
out.
A fan of the ride.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, you know, Grimgun and Ghost come out to socialize.
All right, well.
So that, yeah, that's pretty much my list. You know, obviously... Toy Fair is in February, so I'm sure we'll talk a lot about new toys that we see.
We got to see comic if we can books get some toy people from like Hasbro or Mattel on here to talk to us about toys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, comic books stuff will be popping up throughout the year. We'll find out about.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the beauty of comics is right now, like we know what's going to be out through March.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I mean, we're going to get all the Star Wars
and books. Obviously we'll talk
we're
about
gonna
it,
get
so.
The Green Lantern book and I'm not gonna read it. We're gonna get, you know,
is there a new one?
No, I mean just the
the mini series that'll just keep popping up. Yeah.
But yeah, so all right, hey, let us know what you guys are looking forward to.
Yeah,
if we miss something, you know, if there's something you think we should check out that we haven't talked about before, we're totally open to watching and reading new stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But yeah, you know, 2015 has been a really good year.
Yeah.
We've done 24 episodes of the show. Actually, 30 total if you count all the interviews.
Yeah.
So if you've
check
missed
out the
it,
interviews.
Go back. We got to talk to Brandon Montclair, who is the co-writer of Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. He writes Rocket Girl.
Definitely Image. Was a fun interview.
He was great.
You know, yeah.
We talked to my buddy Jacques Niem, who has created this community called Not So Super Comics.
Yeah.
Based around his tagline is comics for all, and I keep wanting to steal it. Because, I mean, that's what it should be. We talked to Miguel Guerra and Susie Diaz from Seven Robots.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they were probably two of the, like, two people who I've met this year, like, you know, kind of virtually and everything, but two of my favorite people that I've
come into contact with. They definitely were fun to talk to. And, you know, it's definitely fun to talk to people who work on comic books and are fans of comic books. So,
you know, we have some interviews coming up. If there's somebody who you want us to talk to, like, we will try and track them down. You know, Johnny and I have a kind of a wish list of people kind of in the Ohio
Valley
area that we want to talk to. So we're definitely going to do that. We need to start we want to talk to some other podcast people, too. So if you have a podcast and you're listening to us, like we want to talk to you as well. So, you know,
are you talking like a crossover?
Yeah.
Crossover. So are we going to have to verbally fight them and then we'll be friends?
Super podcast team up.
Yeah.
So. No, there's one.
Hopefully I don't fall off a train and then wake up 30 or, you know, 90 years later and we'll have to fight them. And that
only if you have a metal arm, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know,
no, there's one up in Columbus that does a Star Wars podcast called Rogue Squadron that I would love to talk to those guys because they're a lot of fun. Anyway, hey, this has been the 24th episode of the Infamous Podcast.
Don't forget the 5-star reviews.
5-star reviews.
Yeah.
So yeah. Tell us if you like the show. Johnny and I like the show.
I think it's a good show.
I have fun doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, audio issues aside every now and then.
That's on your side. You do all that. I bring the list. You bring the audio.
You do. And, you know, I thank you for it. But, you know, it's just one of those things where we enjoy doing this and we're going to keep doing it. You know, thank you guys who do listen.
Yeah. Let us know how many times you've seen Star Wars.
Yeah. How many times? I'm up to 3. You're up to 2. Right?
Yeah. Two.
So you're going to go see an IMAX, right?
IMAX.
Did you
3D?
See it blew away the IMAX record for opening weekend?
Really?
It like crushed it. So,
okay.
It made 153.
Was Avatar the...
I think Avatar. Okay. It made 153 million the second weekend.
Wow.
So like it's like in the top 10.
I'm going to try and go, I might try and go next week before we record. So if I do, I'll tell you about it. And that... you know, if there's something you want us to talk about,
just let us know. Email us at theinfamouspodcast@gmail.com. Again, whatever app you are listening to us on, please, like, if there's a review system, we would love to get a review.
Yeah.
You know, tweet at us. We're at Infamous Podcast on Twitter. We're at Infamous Podcast on Facebook. We're really easy to find. You know, we...
all our contact information's on the
on
website.
On our website, yeah.
So,
It's infamouspodcast.com.
We appreciate you listening. Obviously, when you listen to this one, the new year will have started.
Yeah, happy New Year.
You know, welcome to 2016.
Woo, you made it. So, careful for Y2016.
What?
What? Y2K. Remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
That nonsense.
I wasn't worried about all
the Y2K movies we got. It was all for naught. Anyway, all right, guys. So this has been the Infamous Podcast. We will be back next year.
Yes. Actually, well, when you're listening to it, will be this year.
We'll be back next
year. We're going to travel through time. Something wrong with your kids, Brian.
Yeah, well. Anyway. Hey, guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for a great year. And we will be back next week.
Yep. Have a good one.
Later.